Sit back, relax, and open that mind. You are now listening to the Paranormal Patriot.
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
Let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories.
You know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
You know, we've seen three glowing figures out in the field. It seemed like their heads were glowing.
Alrighty, everybody, welcome to the show this week. You are now tuned in to the Paranormal Patriot, or maybe it's the Coronavirus Patriot, because it seems like the last couple weeks that's all we've been talking about, but for good reason. This week is going to be a little bit more of the same. I'm not going to devote the whole show to the coronavirus because I want to get off topic just a little bit. Now, with the numbers that I've been achieving the last couple weeks due to my coronavirus subject, obviously my listeners want to hear about the coronavirus. I received a ton of emails and messages this week commending me on giving people the truth that they're not hearing. I'm getting constant info from sources that tell me that we're not being told the whole truth. So this week on the Paranormal Patriot, this past week, news broke left and right. Every single day, there was a different piece of breaking news on the coronavirus. This past week on the Facebook page of the Paranormal Patriot, and if you have not liked the Paranormal Patriot page on Facebook, please go do it. Now, I will admit, I've been a little lax on promoting and posting on my Facebook page. Instagram, whole different story. I'm an older guy. I need somebody to tell me how to use Instagram because I do not understand it. Facebook is my go-to social media site. This past week, on Tuesday, I believe it was, I posted about the CDC's response where they came out and told everybody, we need to prepare for a pandemic. We need to be prepared. They're telling us schools may close, telling us what we need to do if we own a business, how to conduct business. I posted that all over my Facebook page on the Paranormal Patriot. Then I shared it to my personal page. Let me tell you, I got responses. And I got a lot of responses. So I want to go over those responses to begin the show after the break. Then I'm going to give you the updated latest news that is going on with the coronavirus. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the coronavirus as of now because it may surprise you, but my view has kind of changed a little bit. I've done a lot of looking into this. I've done a lot of research. We had a little bit of a snowstorm here this week in Michigan, and it was incredibly slow at work, so I had time to do a little research, I guess, on what exactly is going on with the coronavirus in America. And I want to talk to you about that because the coronavirus in America and the coronavirus around the rest of the world, two different things. But I think there's more to it than we are being told. We're going to get into that later on in the show, but we're going to take a break now. But before we get into the break, there's two people I specifically want to call out and thank. Kyle DeRosia, who I work with, and Roy Miller. Roy Miller is the owner of Fat Boy Jigs. All my fishermen out there, you may know what a jig is. As far as I know, a jig is a lead weight with a hook on it that you put a rubber bait on and you jig it. You just bounce it up and down off the bottom or in the water and the fish love it. Well, if you want the best jigs on the market, if you're a fisherman, you need to go to fatboyjigs.com. Roy, a friend of mine, works with me. I've listened to many of his customers tell him he has the best jigs around without a doubt. If you're a fisherman and you like to catch walleye, bass, crappie, whatever, you need to go to fatboyjigs.com. fatboyjigs.com and order some of Roy's Fat Boy Jigs. They are apparently the best on the market. They will withstand anything. Rocks on the bottom, doesn't matter. Roy's proprietary paint system withstands the impact of these rocks and will last longer than any jig on the market. Contact Roy at fatboyjigs.com and get some jigs and catch more fish than you ever have. But anyway, kind of went on a little advertisement there. But these two, Kyle DeRosa, Roy Miller, they have started listening to the show and they said, okay, I'm having a hard time getting through the intro. It's too long. The advertisements are too long. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking all along that may be the case, but they confirmed it. And to all of you who emailed me, who messaged me and said, Tom, great call, shortening up the intro and making the advertisements just one advertisement long. It makes the show flow much better. You can thank Roy and Kyle for that because they're the ones that really pushed it. So Roy, Kyle, thank you. For everybody that messaged me and emailed me, thank you so much. I'm trying to do this show to make it more listenable and more enjoyable for you. So with that being said, you are listening to the Paranormal Patriot. Sit back, relax, and open your mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back. August 27th through the 29th, 2020, the Upper Peninsula Paranormal Research Society, the Sioux Events Incorporated, and Kewadin Casino are very proud to present the largest paranormal gathering of its kind in the Midwest. The 11th Annual Michigan Paranormal Convention will yet again bring the biggest names of the paranormal industry to Michigan's oldest city, Sault Ste. Marie. The convention is held at the Kewadin Casino's Dreammakers Theater. Experts and television stars will be on hand to cover such topics as paranormal investigating, psychic abilities, demonology, and ufology. Convention goers will be able to meet some of their favorite television paranormal investigators. So join them for 2.5 days as the biggest names in the industry speak on today's hottest topic, the paranormal. Again, August 27th through 29th, 2020, at the Kewadin Casinos, the 11th Annual Michigan Paranormal Convention.
Was it easy walking away? Was it hard when you found yourself outside? Were you scared? Start all over. Did you always know you would be?
Okay, I'm going to start this segment by telling the parents who have children listening. If you're listening in the car, turn it off right now or turn it down. Or if you're listening at work, you might want to turn it down because there are some words that I normally don't say that may slip out of my mouth. Because last week when I posted about the show, I had a lot of people and one person in particular that infuriated me. You can sit there and you can not agree with what I say. You cannot like what I say. But when you attack my character and you attack my purpose, then I have an issue. When I post on Facebook, I post to a lot of different podcast groups just to bring exposure to the show, and it's really worked. I've gained a lot of listeners from posting to different podcast groups. But every time I post, if there's a controversial subject or something that a certain amount of people don't agree with, there's just a couple different people that mock me. They give me the laughing icon or the laughing emoji or make a comment, you're an idiot. Whatever. I don't care. I don't expect. listen, when I started this podcast, I knew that I was alienating half of my audience right from the get-go because A, I'm a conservative podcast, and B, I'm a paranormal podcast. So half of the country's conservative, half of the country doesn't believe in the paranormal. So therefore, half of the country is not going to give this podcast a second thought. I get that. I understand that. I'm okay with that. But this particular week, and this gentleman, and I use that word lightly, gentlemen, this guy made it a point to comment on the coronavirus show of last week. And his response to my post was, "You are the worst of the worst. You are perpetuating fear. You're perpetuating hatred. You're perpetuating false news. You have no idea what you're talking about. And you are just trying to gain listenership by selling your conspiracy theories." And then, which I'm fine with, you don't believe in what I say. But then when he said, "You have absolutely no character. You have no morals." That's where I draw the line. If you know me, or if you've listened to this show for a long time, you know that I would expect my listeners to not be racist, to not be bigots, to love everyone. I may be a fearmonger. I will admit that. And I jump back to the Ebola craze of a couple years ago. I get that. This coronavirus, COVID-19, is a little different. When you sit there and you call me of poor character and of poor mind and of poor judgment, I draw the line. You may sit there and you may say, "I don't believe you." You may say, "I don't agree with what you're saying. I think what you're saying is wrong." That's fine. I respect you for your opinion. And that's what my first response to him was, "Hey, that's fine. I respect that. Everyone has their own opinions. Your opinion and my opinion differ. That's fine." He decided that wasn't enough. And I'm going to give his name. Normally I don't, but this jackass, and I apologize for using that word, but that is the accurate description of this jackass. Mike from Echoplex Media. He has wanted me to be on his show so many times so he can try and destroy me. He has numerous co-hosts that just ridicule and make fun of anybody that has beliefs of that are different of their own, which is fine. I don't mind if you have a different belief, but I think it's safe to say that most of my listeners will not enjoy their podcast because they're a bunch of liberals, and like most liberals, they cannot debate the facts. All they can do is sit there and call you names, and they can ridicule you, which is exactly what Mike from EchoPlexMedia.com is doing. And what was great about this is I had numerous people respond to me as I was responding to him, saying, "Hey, look, you have your opinion, and I have mine. We differ." But that wasn't good enough for Mike at EchoPlex. He just kept telling me, "Hey, you need to come on my show so we can debate." Well, I know. I've listened to the show. I know how that goes. They completely fabricate facts and manipulate it to make their guests look like idiots. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to set myself up for failure like that. I can state my thoughts, my beliefs, and they're just going to twist my words. My listeners of this show will know the difference. But the listeners of their show will not, because they are complete liberals. And that's all they know is ridicule, name call, defame, and just make the other person look like an idiot. I'm not going to do it. The best part, as I said, is other people got into the comment stream and were defending me. Said, "Look, ease up, dude. This guy has his opinion. There's something more to this than what you think." And it was great to see. So everybody, if you're listening to the show that commented on that stream, thank you. I appreciate you defending me. I like to be defended. I like to know that there are other people out there that believe what I'm saying. I don't really appreciate people like this guy, Mike from Echoplex Media, and there's a couple others that just, if they don't believe you, they've got to put their two cents in. Listen, I belong to a numerous amount of Facebook pages, and if I don't believe what you're saying in your show notes, I move on. I don't make it a point to make a scene on Facebook. It's not who I am. You have your views, I have my views. And that's the difference between you and me, and essentially a liberal and a conservative. Conservatives will say, you've got your views, we'll move on. Liberals, like Mike from Echoplex Media, says, oh no, you don't agree with me, so I'm going to make a scene. I'm going to make a whole charade. Well, I would like to thank Mike from Echoplex Media, because him commenting on my posts have generated thousands, and I mean thousands of more hits on that post than I normally get. So while you think you were ridiculing me and you were lambasting me and you were making me look like an idiot, I appreciate that. Next time, if you want to post to this show or this site, please do, because you're increasing my audience by tenfold. So I think I only used one bad word there, so I'm considering that good. What that leads to is this week on my Facebook page, and I had a lot of other people tell me, Tom, you're making a mountain out of a molehill. This is the flu. There is nothing different about this virus than anything else going around the world today. 18,000 people have died from the flu, but you don't hear anything about that. Here's my issue. And to the one person, I will not name her name. I will not, because I've known her for a long, long time. I went to elementary school with her. She works in the medical field. She is a big proponent that this is nothing to worry about. And honestly, I really hope that's the case. But she thinks that this is just another form of the flu. This is nothing, just another form of the coronavirus that will just go away. I really hope you're right. I really, truly do. But all indications are that it's not. Indications are that this is much more easily spread than the flu. And indications are it is much more deadly than the flu. Now, I did calculations because I've had numerous people contact me and said, Tom, this only has a 2% death rate. Okay, great. That is awesome. 2% of the people. And it's the elderly or the unhealthy or compromised immune system people that are going to suffer the most. Well, my first thought was, aren't these people that who need to have care and who are people too? Listen, my mother just went through major, major cancer surgery. She is in that realm of compromised immune system. She's 74 or 75 years old. I still care whether or not she gets the coronavirus. My family, my wife, is dealing with cancer. I have a suppressed immune system. My daughter has a suppressed immune system. What happens if we get the coronavirus? So for you to say, oh, it's just elderly people who have a suppressed immune system, I don't buy that. If you have a suppressed immune system, it doesn't matter if you're 80 years old, 90 years old, 50 years old, 20 years old. This makes this virus that much more deadly. And the fact remains that this is a strain of the flu that we have never seen before. We have no vaccine for it. New York has just come out and said the vaccine, the testing for the coronavirus doesn't work. So right now in the United States, we have 53 confirmed cases of the coronavirus. 51 of them, we know where they came from, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But the problem is, how many cases do we have that we don't know about? And to sit there and say, Tom, this is just another form of the flu. Yes, it will impact the elderly. It will impact the immune compromised. Does that make it any less deadly? We have roughly 7.7 billion people in the world right now. And let's go, and I did the math. Let's say that there is a roughly, and we're going to go lowballing this, 20% of the population gets this coronavirus. At 2% death rate, 30 million people across the world are going to die. And that is lowballing it. So to my naysayers that really think 30 million people, and that is on a low estimate. In China, it's 2%. In Iran, it's much, much higher. Italy. Let's talk about Italy real quick. Italy is quarantining citizens. The city of Milan, which is a pretty big city in Italy, is officially quarantined. People are not allowed to gather in large groups. They've stopped all public gatherings. Let's talk the Olympics. Japan is hosting the Olympics, the Summer Olympics in 2020. There is a very big fear that they will have to cancel them because of this coronavirus. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not like any other virus we have seen in my lifetime. And keep in mind, in my lifetime, we've gone through the swine flu. We've gone through the bird flu. We've gone through H1N1. We've gone through MERS, and we've gone through SARS. Nothing at this point even comes close to what we are seeing around the world right now with COVID-19 or the coronavirus. This is a completely different beast. So for those of you who say, Tom, this is just the flu, this is not just the flu. On a lowball, and I mean a complete lowball, where I say 20% of the world's population are contracting this virus, and then on a lowball of 2% of the people who contract this die, that's still 30 million people across the world are going to die because of this virus. That is lowballing it. Now let's lowball it to other countries other than China. Let's talk about Iran, Italy. Let's go over their numbers. Let's say 25%. Instead of 20%, 25% of the people contract the coronavirus or COVID-19. And instead of 2%, 5%. Because right now in Iran, in Italy, it's almost 7 to 10% that die. Let's say 5% of the people die. That goes from 30 million to almost 100 million people are dying across this planet because of this virus. And again, that is a low ball number. You can't tell me that this is just the flu. The flu doesn't kill upwards of 30, 50, 100 million people worldwide. I understand that a lot of you that have commented to me have worked or are working in the medical field, and you feel that this is just another form of the flu. I keep telling everybody that comments to me, listen, I understand this is a form of the coronavirus. I get that. I really, truly do. But this is a form of the coronavirus that we have never, ever seen before. We don't have a vaccine for it. And it's already mutated once and is in the process of mutating again. So how are we going to develop a vaccine for this? Honestly, because it seems like this virus is always going to be one step ahead of us. The World Health Organization cautioned years ago that a mysterious, what they called Disease X, could spark an international contagion. Well, the new coronavirus or COVID-19 has the ability to quickly morph from a mild to a deadly contagion. That's now what a lot of people are saying is this Disease X. Now, from recent reports, and this is where it gets pretty scary. Normally, and this is what I've been told, and this is what I know, once you get the flu, your body has an immunity. It has a resistance to that form of the flu. That's not the case with the coronavirus or the COVID-19, because there are numerous instances of people that have been declared cured that have redeveloped this virus. And the problem is, when these people are redeveloping this virus, it is a lot worse than the first time. Now, there are cases where people have redeveloped it 3 weeks later, 2 weeks later. There's the case of a Chinese woman that was deemed clear, cured of the coronavirus, who went back to the hospital and was found to have the coronavirus 5 days after she was declared clear. So that brings up 2 points. Are we sure that these people are clear? So in the case of America, in the case of Britain, in the case of Australia, all across Europe and Asia, let's just say the Diamond Princess. The Diamond Princess had, I believe it's 144 people test positive for the coronavirus. They brought these people to America, and I believe 45 of them, if I'm not mistaken, were taken to a military base for quarantine. Good. I get that. It was against, hey, for you liberals that are ridiculing Donald Trump for his approach to this coronavirus, he was furious because the CDC, we'll get into this in a minute, the CDC brought these people to America without his approval. You're not going to hear that on the mainstream media. Donald Trump did not want these people in America to infect other people. Now, that's a topic we're going to get into in a minute. But the question remains, do we really know how long it takes to make a person cured? Because obviously, either these people are showing signs of being cured, and they're not, or the scarier aspect of it is this is a different form of the coronavirus where humans who had the coronavirus are now susceptible to contract it again. And when you contract it a second time, it's even more deadlier than the first. Now, to me, that is an extremely scary situation. But on top of that, that is different than any other flu virus that I've ever known, because I've always been taught, hey, once you get the flu, this strain of the flu, whatever flu strain that is, you're not going to get it again because your immune system has built up defenses. That's why when you get a flu vaccine, you have no idea if it's going to work because they're guessing at what strain is going to be prevalent that year. So you're injecting yourselves with poison in hopes that the doctor's predictions that influenza B will be the flu that's coming out this year. But this coronavirus, it doesn't matter. You've got it, you've had it, you can get it again. So a lot of World Health Organization people have said there is going to be what they called at the time a Disease X that could spark an international pandemic. Now, from recent reports about the so-called COVID-19 virus, a picture is emerging of a pathogen whose effects are mainly mild, and I will give you that, most of the people that contract the coronavirus are going to go through maybe a normal flu period. I get that. Yes. But the fact remains that this is an extremely highly contagious virus. Not like anything we have ever seen, anything we've ever seen before. In 3 months, it has infected almost 78,000 people. Now, granted, most of them have been in China. It has killed more than 2,300 people. But the problem is, it is emerging in South Korea, Iran, Italy, all across Europe, and even the United States is now starting to see cases that they can't explain. Whether or not it can be contained, this outbreak is rapidly becoming the first true pandemic challenge that fits the Disease X category. Now, that is according to Marion Koopmans, who is the head of viral science at Erasmus University Medical Center in Rotterdam and is a member of the World Health Organization's Emergency Committee. Marion states that this actually may be Disease X. Now, Disease X is the disease that the World Health Organization was worried about that may be the pandemic that causes a worldwide pandemic and kills millions and millions of people. Again, I've said it every week. I hope that this is not the case. But if it is, the most simple thing you can do is wash your hands. Don't touch your face. It's a simple process. Wash your hands religiously. Do not touch your face. But if this comes to America, I'm telling you right now, you are going to see some type of social anarchy. And when that happens, you have to be prepared. And by being prepared, lay low. It's as simple as that. Lay low. Board up your windows. Do not, at night, do not let light come out of your windows. And be prepared to defend yourself. We are essentially a week, as a society, a week away from social disorder. If people go a week without food, can't go to the grocery store, all hell will break loose. And when I say a week, I'm pretty optimistic on that because I think it might be 3 or 5 days, in my opinion. But the quote-unquote experts, they say a week. I don't think it'll even take that long. Once you go to Walmart, once you go to Target, once you go to the grocery store and find out, holy cow, I can't get my Twinkies, I can't get my ramen noodles, I can't get milk. You are going to find social chaos. And when you find social chaos, you are going to find a group of people that are going to take matters in their own hands. They are going to form a group and they are going to go around to neighborhood to neighborhood to neighborhood and take what they think is theirs. With that being said, you need to protect yourself. You need to be able to feed your family in, a lot of people are saying, 2 weeks, 3 weeks to a month. That's not enough. You need to be able to feed your family for 6 months. Canned food, rice, fruit, water. You need to be able to defend yourself. And listen, in where I live, in the summer, you're fine. Okay, you can find a way to cool yourself off or you can deal with the heat. But in the summer or in the winter, when it gets really, really cold, if you don't have a way to warm yourself, you're not going to survive. With that being said, you need to be able to protect your family, but you need to be able to survive. Your family needs to be able to survive. And that may mean building an alliance with your neighbors, building a community with your neighbors where you have people patrolling your neighborhood against marauding gangs, because they will come. There's a lot that is unknown about this virus. but there's a lot that is different about this virus that part of me thinks that this is different. This may be the pandemic that I have not seen in my lifetime, but my grandfather, my grandmother lived through the Spanish flu of 1918. My grandfathers, my grandmothers both lived through the Spanish flu. Are you going to be the generation that lives through the COVID-19 flu? That's the question. But now the Spanish flu didn't have the social anarchy that I think this generation will have. And the reason for that is this generation is built upon the internet. It's built upon grocery stores that have food on demand that they didn't have in 1918. They didn't have in 1920. When you wanted ice, you had an iceman come to your house. You had a milkman. You bought food for the day. Nowadays, you buy food for the week. You buy food for the month. And if people are not prepared, people are not ready, they're going to find food. They're going to find alcohol. They're going to find cigarettes. They're going to find a way to support themselves. And if it means taking you out, so be it. It's a completely different world than the 1918 Spanish flu pandemic. You need to be ready for it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we are going to talk about what the CDC said and Donald Trump's response and what I think about that. So sit back, relax, open your mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
I'm talking about lights low with a candle. They burn slow by the window, listening to a nice groove in the background. Something so smooth you can relax now. Kick off your high heels, this is so real. Gonna give you something you can feel. This is the night for you to free your mind. I don't want you thinking about the time, cause tonight's the night.
Plans are already underway. Mark your calendars Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center in Houghton Lake, Michigan. Be prepared for the third Mid-Michigan UFO contact. The first two Michigan UFO contacts brought huge crowds, great vendors, and amazing presenters. This year promises to do the same and more. So again, mark your calendars. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center for Michigan UFO Contact 3. Be a witness to one of Michigan's premier paranormal conventions. Friday, September 11th and Saturday, September 12th, 2020 at the Lakeside Resort and Conference Center, the Michigan UFO Contact.
Hey everybody, I talked to you earlier on the show about Fat Boy Jigs. If you're a fisherman, fisherwoman, or anybody that likes fishing, go to fatboyjigs.com and look at their inventory. If you order, Roy just sent me a message. Roy Miller, owner of Fat Boy Jigs, just sent me a message. Leave a note at checkout. If they purchase, have them put the Paranormal Patriot in special instructions, and he will include a free gift with any order. So if you love to fish and you want to catch more fish than you ever had, go to fatboyjigs.com in the special instructions. Put the Paranormal Patriot. Roy will give you a free gift just for ordering and listening to the Paranormal Patriot. Again, fatboyjigs.com. Go there for your jigs. Go there if you love to fish. If you want to catch more fish and bigger fish than you ever have, go to fatboyjigs.com and put The Paranormal Patriot in Special Instructions.
You always said we'd be together, never be apart. Now you're just a liar, cause you played me from the start. I loved you more than anyone, profess my love is true. You betrayed my loving heart, that was just always meant for you. There will come a time and day where you will stop and see. You missed out on the only one that made your life complete. Now I've got to move on and just find another love. One that I can cherish and place no one ever above.
Okay, so first of all, if you enjoyed that bumper music, that is Multiple Myselfs and Tommy V, Multiple Myselfs, S-E-L-F-S, and Tommy V with the breakup song. Go to Amazon. You can go to iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play, wherever you get your music from. You can download it or buy it. It's 99 cents. Great song. But more importantly, go to fatboyjigs.com. And if you're a fisherman, you owe it to yourself to try his jigs. From everything I know and everything I've heard, they are absolutely the best on the market. They're the most durable, and they catch the most and biggest fish that you will ever find. Now, truth be told, I work with Roy, but I will be honest with you, I don't fish a lot, nowhere near like I used to. But he has people come into work to pick up his jigs, and every single person tells me that these are the best jigs that they have ever come across. You owe it to yourself to go to fatboyjigs.com and look at his selection and order jigs from Fatboy Jigs. I receive nothing from Roy. I'm just here to help him out. Go to fatboyjigs.com, but let him know. Type in the Paranormal Patriot at Special Instructions. Let him know that the listeners of the Paranormal Patriot are listening to these advertisements, and let them know that you want to catch more fish. So let's go into the last segment of the show. Now, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday. I can't remember which one. The CDC came out, and they basically told the public to start prepping for a possible pandemic outbreak in the United States of the coronavirus. They started to outline what schools and businesses will likely need to do if this COVID-19 or coronavirus becomes a pandemic. They said schools should consider dividing students into smaller groups or essentially close. They said businesses, instead of having their employees come into work, should be able to teleconference or video conference with those employees to stop the spread of this virus. In other words, keep people from contact with each other. They said, we are asking the American public to work with us to prepare for the expectation. And I want to reiterate that. They are telling the American public to work with them to prepare for the expectation that this could be bad. Now, I heard that, and I'm like, that's it. I posted it on Facebook. All of you who called me a fearmonger, all of you who called me a conspiracy theorist, of poor character, of poor judgment, suck on this. The CDC has come out and said, this is going to be bad. And listen, I've said it before. I've got a trip at the end of March going to Mexico with the family. I'm honestly still very worried that we're not going to be able to go, that there is going to be some type of travel restriction, or God forbid, myself and my family can't leave this all-inclusive resort with amazing food and all the drinks you want. Yeah, I'll take that. But my worry is I'm not going to be able to leave the country. I paid a ton of money for this trip, and only part of it's insured. So are we going to get our money back if we can't? If we can't fly out of the country, and are we going to be able to get back? That is a definitive concern on my part, because the CDC says this is going to be a pandemic. Well, then, lo and behold, the next day, Donald Trump comes out. And Donald Trump says, look, we've got this thing on under control right now. At the time of his news conference, only 53 people had been confirmed with the coronavirus. And most of them are from the Diamond Princess. Well, since that time, there have been two people in California, one in Sacramento and one in Santa Clara, who have the coronavirus that they have no idea where it came from. How did they get it? There's worry that in California, it's beginning to spread amongst people who have not had contact with people who have had the coronavirus. But here's my worry. If you have anything in the stock market, you have, without a doubt, noticed the approximate 4,000-point negative swing in the stock market since the coronavirus. Since essentially the CDC has come out and said, we are just waiting for a pandemic. It's hurting my pocketbook. It's hurting my retirement. I can only imagine what it's doing to people who have fully invested in the stock market. And here's my worry. And you can call me a conspiracy theorist. You can call me a doomsday prophet or whatever you want to call me. But here's my issue. Right now, and I want to preface this by saying that every morning on the way to work, and I'm going to give this guy props because I know this guy and he's a great guy. He has a great show. I listen to the Steve Gruber Show. It's on the Michigan Talk Network, MTN. I have an app on my phone. It's a talk right app. It's essentially a conservative talk show app. And every morning before I go to work, I drive to work 22 minutes every day, and I listen to 22 minutes of Steve Gruber. And Steve, I don't want to steal this from you, but I'm giving you credit. But this week, he has essentially called it 100% correct. Instead of the coronavirus, he's calling it the Katrina virus. And he's absolutely correct. Because I think that the Democrats are trying to make this out to be 10 times, 100 times, a million times worse than it really is in order to make Donald Trump look incompetent. Just like the Democrats tried to make George W. Bush look incompetent after Katrina. The problem to the Democrats is Donald Trump appears to have a handle on this. They ridiculed him for making travel bans from China in Asian countries. Well, that was a good thing. It appears to have slowed down dramatically the number of instances of the coronavirus in America. The biggest issue I have is you had the CDC coming out saying prepare for a pandemic. You have the Trump administration saying, look, we know this is bad. It may get worse, but we've got this under control. And you look at other countries smaller than America, much smaller, Italy, Iran, and they're running rampant with coronavirus. In America, due to the Trump administration's decisions and guidelines of what to do with these people with the coronavirus, and keep in mind, most of the people in America with the coronavirus are people from the Diamond Princess cruise line. And these people were brought here against Donald Trump's wishes. In other words, the CDC just said, I don't care what the president wants. We're bringing them here. So they sent knowingly infected coronavirus victims into the United States. They have added, I believe it was 44 out of the 53 known cases. So essentially, we have 9 cases that we can't account for. The big issue is an official from the Centers for Disease Control, or the CDC, that was making public statements about how horrible this pandemic is going to be is the sister of Rod Rosenstein. Now, Rod Rosenstein is the former deputy attorney general who oversaw the Mueller probe, and according to the disputed report of the Mueller probe, discussed removing Trump from office. His sister was out there making comments that this is going to be a pandemic, that this is going to be horrible, that we need to close schools, we need to have these businesses shut down and conduct business via teleconferencing or video conferencing. The question is now, is this a political hit job by the Democrats? Are they trying? Listen, they didn't get him on the Mueller probe. They didn't get him on the voter recount, Jill Stein's recount, that actually showed Trump had more votes in Michigan and Wisconsin than was actually noted. They didn't get him on impeachment. So they're trying anything to make him look vulnerable, because right now Bernie Sanders is the front runner for the Democratic nominee for president. I'll be honest with you, Bernie scares me a little, because there are so many ill-informed young voters out there that would jump at the chance to vote a socialist into office. I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. I think Donald Trump is going to run away with this. I think the Democratic Party knows that. So they are trying to do anything they can to make Donald Trump look horrible. So the sister of Rod Rosenstein, who was the assistant attorney general on the Mueller probe, who knowingly, and basically everybody knows that he wanted to get Trump out of office, his sister is coming out, ironically, in an election year, and stating that, well, we're going to have a pandemic. There's other people that say that we're not. Now, I'll admit, I fell for it. I said, oh my God, the CDC is coming out with it. It's got to be true. It's got to be true, because the CDC would want to create a peaceful situation. They wouldn't want to cause a panic, and that's exactly what they did. And when they said that, what happened? The Dow Jones average just plummeted. The S&P plummeted to a correction territory. We are now on the stock market in a correction territory. The Dow has plummeted, I think it's over 4,000 points over the last 4 days, ever since the CDC came out and said, yep, prepare for a pandemic. Is it any coincidence? I mean, do we really think that this is going to be as bad as the CDC says? It very well may be. As I said, right now in California, they have two people that they have no idea how they contracted, where they contracted the coronavirus, but they have the coronavirus. Now, for those of you who have been giving me grief that saying, hey, it's just the flu, you're going to be fine, I get that. From everything I've read, everything that I've seen, you do not want the coronavirus, because if you survive, there's a very good chance it is going to scar your lungs for your life. You are not going to fully recover from this particular COVID-19 virus. So to sit there and tell me it is just the flu, to sit there and tell me there's nothing to worry about, you're kidding yourself. And on top of that, you're not doing any good to any future patients or anybody in the public by just kidding yourself that this is just a normal flu virus. It's not a normal flu virus. Yes, it affects the elderly. Yes, it affects the immune system suppressed. For some reason, children do not seem to suffer from this a lot. But here's the problem. Children are germ factories. We continue to let these children go to school. In your area, if the coronavirus is active, these kids are going to get that. They may not show symptoms. Their body may be able to fight off the coronavirus, but their older siblings, their grandparents that come to visit, and their parents are going to get the coronavirus. That means that if any of them have a suppressed immune system, in my household, there's quite a bit of us. My wife is fighting cancer. She has an immune system that's suppressed. Just genetically, I have an immune system that is not as strong as everybody else. I passed that on to my daughter. That means we are more likely than not of getting a severe case of coronavirus. Do you want that risk? Even though children, and thankfully children do not seem as susceptible to this virus, but they are carriers of it. And we all know elementary, middle school kids are just germ factories. They have a propensity to not be as healthy and not be as frugal as we are. They don't wash their hands as much as we do. I have been telling my kids, you need to wash your hands constantly. Do not touch your face. Do not touch any extremities, you know, your eyes, your nose, don't put your fingers in your mouth. And it's hard for these younger kids because that's all they do. But I really truly think that this is going to surprise a lot of people after that post that I posted on Facebook. I think that a lot of this may be overblown just because the Democrats have nothing. And you can call me a conservative conspiracy theorist. You can call me whatever you want. But listen, you know, Nancy Pelosi is out there just absolutely degrading Trump, telling the nation that he is just worthless because he can't follow through. He has no control over this pandemic. Well, it's not a pandemic yet, and he has done a phenomenally good job of controlling it in this huge, huge nation. As I said, keep in mind that nations smaller than us are having a huge problem with the coronavirus. We have people traveling from China to the United States all the time. And when Donald Trump put out the travel advisory, the Democrats were up in arms. But ladies and gentlemen, it seems to have worked. I don't know. I think it's more of a political stunt. The more, and maybe this is me wishful thinking, maybe this is me just hoping and praying that when March comes around and I go to Mexico, that I don't have an issue and I don't have an issue coming back. That's just me wishful thinking. It could be. But to be honest with you, my view has changed a little because the Democrats have changed that view because they have been so adamant and so disheartening against Trump and so against Trump and how he's doing this. And how can you be that way when we've only had 53 cases and 44 of them are from a cruise ship that Trump said he does not want here? And Rod Rosenstein's sister is one of the higher-ups at the CDC. It reeks. It reeks in Denmark. And ladies and gentlemen, if it reeks, something's bad. All right, let me know what you think. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charted.net. And hey, I'm running a little light on interviews. Contact me with anything you want to talk about. Roy Miller, Kyle DeRosia, I'm talking to you. Anybody else you want to talk about anything that you think the listeners of this show would enjoy, contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. I will get you on the show just like Kevin Killen, just like Matt and Seneca Diamond. All right, you have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Give me your comments. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Be safe. Be healthy. I'll talk to you next week. My name is Tom Velasquez. This is the Paranormal Patriot. I will talk to you next week.
a step back just so I can say goodbye. I wanna scream and shout out.